Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Tahrim al-Ghadari, the chapter on the prohibition of treachery. Ghadar actually means to not fulfill one's promise, not fulfill one's covenant. So now this is a type of treachery where a person deceives. He deceives in the sense that there was a contract, there was a promise, and now he goes against that contract, he goes against that promise. Now in Arabic, you get something known as Ahd and you get something known as Mu'ahada. Ahd is a one-sided promise, where one person promises to fulfill or deliver upon something. It may be a promise, it may be he promises to gift another person. For example, I say I'll gift you 100 rand or 200 rand tomorrow. And when tomorrow comes, the imani taqaza of this Ahd, this promise, is that I should fulfill it. But when it is one-sided, although there is an imani taqaza for me to fulfill because I'm a Muslim, there's a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ofu bil uqud wa ofu bil ahdi, innal ahda kana mas'ula. It is necessary for me to fulfill it. However, I cannot be held liable in the court that you promised to gift an amount and you haven't gifted it. So there's no liability that's attached to it because it's a one-sided promise where a person just promised to fulfill or do something to help another person. However, when you get a mu'ahada is a two-sided contract. When two people enter into a contract, the contracts that we normally have, there are many, many different types of contracts, a contract to buy, a contract to sell, etc. Now it becomes necessary, over and above the imani taqaza, it becomes necessary to fulfill that side of the contract. If a person, one side delivers and the other side doesn't deliver, now he can be held liable for not delivering, for not fulfilling his promise. Why? Because this is a two-sided contract. So this is what is known as mu'ahada. And under mu'ahada you get three types. One is the mu'ahada that we had made with Allah Pak and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Pak, in other words, when we had taken the shahada, then that contract that it deserves, that we deserve to fulfill, is all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That whatever commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon us, there's a contract now for us to fulfill it. So whenever we are not fulfilling our side of the bargain, then we should think that we are going against the contract we have done with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a type of deceit. This is a type of treachery. There is a contract between us by us reading the shahada, taking the shahada, that there are certain things I have to fulfill. I have to fulfill my zakat, I have to fulfill my hajj, I have to fulfill my fasting, I have to fulfill my salah. I haven't done all these things. And the way I got to behave with my neighbors, my friends, my parents, the way I got to behave with my staff, etc., all these fall under the contract that a person now has done with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, over and above that personal contract that he has done. So that is the first type of contract, is the contract done with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next type of contract is the contract that people generally get involved in, the type contract of buying and selling, and the contracts of hiring and leasing, etc. So this is the second type of contract, mu'ahada, that you get. Then there's a third type of contract that you get, and this third type of contract is a contract where a person, now he makes a promise, where this person enters into some type of an agreement, and this is a two-sided way of an agreement, two-sided promise. So this is the third type of mu'ahada. And under this mu'ahada, you'll get one type that where a person gets involved. Sorry, the third type, the second type where a person is two-sided. Now this is a normal deals and transaction you get. The third type of mu'ahada and contract you get is where a person takes a vow. I take an oath that if my child gets better, I'll do such and such a thing. If my business comes right, I'll do such and such a thing. Now this is a vow that he has taken. It is necessary for this person to fulfill this type of contract. So now when a person breaks this type of contract, there's something known as a kafara that this person would have to fulfill. If you have taken this contract to do such and such a thing, but you haven't done it, so you've broken this vow, so here there's a kafara to take. And then you get this type of contract which is necessary to break. So here these are contracts that are necessary to maintain. Then you get a contract that is necessary to break, the contract that is based upon sin. For example, a person now, he does a contract with another person that I'll supply you wine, I'll supply you pork, I'll supply you something that is haram, or there's a contract where there's interest involved. Now it becomes necessary for the person to break that type of contract. So these are just the different types of contracts. So this chapter is dealing with the prohibition of treachery, where a person now deceives, he enters into a proper contract, and now he deceives the next party. قال الله تعالى Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ufu bil uqud. Allah Pak says, oh you who believe, fulfill your covenants. These contracts you have done, fulfill them. This is an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, injunction that fulfill these contracts. وَأُوفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْئُولًا. Allah Pak says, and fulfill the covenant, certainly questioning shall take place with regard to the covenants, with regard to these oaths that you have taken, these contracts that you have taken. You will be questioned about it on the day of Qiyamah. Don't just think that if one contract is, doesn't matter if I don't fulfill my side of it. Sometimes a person sees that there is no penalty clause there in the contract. If I don't fulfill it, there is no penalty, there is no harm. If you think of this ayat of the Quran, Allah Pak is saying that a person shall be questioned about the contract that he entered into. You may get away in this dunya, but you'll be questioned about it, that you entered into this contract, why didn't you fulfill the contract? An Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, arba'u man kunna fihi kana munafiqan khalisa, wa man kanat fihi khaslatu minhu kana fihi khaslatu minan nifaq, hatta yada'aha, idha tumina khana, wa idha haddatha kadaba, wa idha aahada ghadara, wa idha khasama fajara. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if anyone has four qualities, he is a pure munafiq, he is a pure hypocrite. If he has these four qualities, then this person is a pure hypocrite. And if he has one of them, then he has a quality of hypocrisy in him until he gives up this. So if he has full four, then he is a pure hypocrite. If he has one of them, then he has a quality of hypocrisy in him until he gives this it up, and until he gives this quality up. So then the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining which are these four qualities. Number one, when he is placed in a position of trust, he betrays his trust. Now this trust, we normally just think that if somebody gives us something to keep in trust, that is a trust. It's not only that. If a person is employed to do a certain duty, a certain position is holding in the business, that is a position of trust. A person is giving the company vehicle to use, it is a trust he's given. He shouldn't be using it for personal errands, going and doing his personal things. A person is giving the cell phone of the company, he should only be using it for company work, not even one private call he should make from there. Unless he's got the permission of the company, that is a different situation. But all this falls under the position of trust. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa, and this we can think of many, many, many examples like this, where a person is in a position of trust and he abuses the trust. Sometimes it is involving funds, sometimes it is involving his time, and he comes for less time to work and he's taking his salary for the full time, etc. He's charging out for the full time and he's spending less time. So all this will be where a person is given a position of trust and he's abusing the position of trust. So the first quality Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, when he's placed in a position of trust, he betrays his trust. Number two, when he speaks, he lies. When he speaks, he lies. How often we find this in business today, that a person will say that I'm going to come and see you at such and such a time, but he has no intention of coming. So here, ulama explained that at the time of saying it, does a person have the niyat or not? If he has the niyat, then he won't be classified as a liar if he can't make it later on. So long as now he is decent enough to phone and say that I can't make it, whatever came up. But if at the time of making that promise, this person has the niyat of not fulfilling it, at that moment this person now becomes a liar. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that when he speaks, he lies. The third thing is, when he makes a promise, he breaks it. So when he speaks, generally he speaks lies. When he promises something, he breaks the promise. And the last quality is, when he disputes, he becomes vulgar and abusive. That in a dispute situation, he doesn't maintain decorum, he doesn't maintain dignity. This person now just starts becoming abusive. He becomes abusive in his language, in his style, in his way. And this is the fourth quality. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. These are all qualities of hypocrisy. That if a person thinks about this, that why should I even have one quality of hypocrisy in me? Let me take these qualities out. And how sad it is if a person has all four qualities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. May Allah Pak make it such that we can fulfill our contracts. When a community fulfills its contract, then it becomes such a pleasant community to live in. You can trust every person. You can trust every person. A person doesn't feel it hard to even give goods in advance, give assets in advance, give things in advance, knowing that this is a community that we are living in, where everyone fulfills his trust, when everyone keeps up to his promise. And one of the reasons why this treachery in this is known as the worst of types of lies is because when a person lies, then there's no contract in place. He's just speaking a lie, there's no contract. But when it comes to treachery, this ghadar, there's a contract that is in place, and despite the contract in place, a person now goes against and he speaks lies. So this is known as the worst form of lying. Despite having a contract in place, you still go against it and speak lies. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.